Welcome back, and I apologize for the hiatus of a few months with no Divrei Torah. I hopefully will be able to continue to share Divrei Torah relatively often with you, and I welcome any feedback, any comments you have. You can email them to me at Rabbi Merrill, M-E-R-R-I-L-L, at gmail.com. And Emir Tzashem will be able to share lots of Torah. Rosh Hashanah is coming. And Rosh Hashanah is a tough one, because for some of us, we approach the same question that we have year after year after year. I'm in the same spot. Have I really improved? Have I made any drastic changes since last year? I know that I said I was going to, but I think I'm pretty much in the same place once again. How do I deal with that? It's a very hard one. But this year, I think especially, it's challenging. I want to share with you a story that I think is so profound, because I think it's so important to understand what our mindset needs to be before Rosh Hashanah. A long time ago, a chassid came to the Rebbe and said, Rebbe, I'm having a hard time doing tshuva this year. I ask you, can I please watch you do kaparos? Maybe when I see you do kaparos, it'll inspire me and somehow I'll be in a better place and I'll be able to do tshuva. And the Rebbe turned to him and said, no, I don't want you to come to me. I'm going to tell you where you should go if you want to really be inspired to do tshuva. There's an innkeeper, he lives far away from here. I'll give you the exact location and directions. Go there, watch him do kaparos. Something for the ages. Chassid says, all right, well, the Rebbe told me this is where I've got to go. He gets there, and he's shocked. The innkeeper is a rather unkempt and improper person. The language he uses is not inspiring. He curses. He speaks offensively. He's not polite. Chassid can't understand. Maybe I'm in the wrong inn. But he looks at the address, he looks at the directions, he realizes, no, I'm in the right place. So he stays there for 2-3 days, watches the innkeeper, hoping that there's something that will inspire him to do tshuva. And yet each moment he's there, he becomes less inspired. He becomes despondent and thinks, there's no chance, this is not going to happen. And then it's the night of Kaparos. Right? The night before Yom Kippur, every Yom Kippur, the innkeeper takes out two very big leather-bound books. He takes the first one and says, all my aveiros, and he reads through it. I didn't daven. I spoke improperly, lashon hara, cursing. I was disrespectful. I did this aveira, I did that aveira. And he's listening to them all. He's like, shocked. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Then he puts that book down and takes out another book. He takes the second book, and what does the second book say? Second book is all the things, all the sorrows that he's witnessed, all the horrible things he's watched over the last year. This person sang Kaddish for this 5-year-old kid sang Kaddish for his father. Poverty, death. Horrific, horrific things. And he reads through the entire list. And when he's done, he turns and holds the two books and he says, God, last year I made a deal with you. I told you that I would do better. But I also said you would do better. And that was a deal. If I did better, you would do better. My year would be less full of sins, but yours would be less, would have so many fewer tragedies. God, you didn't keep your end of the bargain. I didn't keep mine. He takes the two books, he spins them around his head, throws them into the fire and says, God willing, God, next year you'll do better. And I'm going to try my best to do better. The story is a little bit heretical because after all, we can't make deals with God like that. We can't say, God, I expect things to be better on your end. And therefore, I'll be better on my end. It doesn't work that way. But what I think is so powerful about this story is that this story explains the inner workings of the Jewish soul. The Jewish soul says, I'm angry with you, God, sometimes. And that's okay. It's okay to be angry with God if you're able to express it and use it as an opportunity to what? To come to peace with God. Meaning when this story ends, and the innkeeper throws the books into the fire. He says, God, I know that you care. I know you love me. And guess what? I'm at peace with you. I'm able to look past all the suffering and all the tragedy I saw and recognize that there is a creator, that you do run the universe. That's the first step. You can't even approach the table of tshuva if you're not at peace with God. Why do I share this as the first Dvar Torah back? Why do I share this as the very first thought of the Yemei Elul leading up to Rosh Hashanah? Because I would bet that there are a lot of people this year that are going to approach the Yemei Din and they're going to turn to God and say, God, I'm not at peace with you. Because I saw things this year that were terrible. I saw things in 2020 that were horrific. God, I was going to be better. But can't the world be a better place? I dare say that before we come to Rosh Hashanah this coming weekend, there's something that we must do. And that is we have to be at peace with God. And only then can we begin to approach God and ask God for tshuva. Only then can we move on. I saw a funny, funny line in the last week or so. Maybe some of you saw it also. But the line says, on Rosh Hashanah, God looks at our actions and says, ah, now I know what kind of year to give you. The person said, guys, whatever you did last year, don't do it again. There's an element of humor to it, but there's an element of sadness. We recognize that 2020 was a year like one we haven't seen in a very long time. I beg each and every one of us in the next few days, before we even try to do tshuva, before we even try to do anything about making Tavshin Pei Aleph a better year, I ask one thing. Make sure that we can get some of our anger, some of our sadness, some of our frustration of this previous year out into the open so we can begin healing. I think that that's a huge, huge, huge piece. But when we do that, I believe that we will be ready and prepared to embrace a new year. My bracha is Tich le'ashana v'kilo oseha. Oh, how profound those words are. The year should end, and so should all of its suffering. But before we move on, before we say goodbye to this year, let's say goodbye to that feeling of anger, possible estrangement with God, so that we could begin to connect with Him once again.